اتولدت في شهر واحد شهر يناير يوم 26 يوم 26
كان يوم جمعة.
لا بعد ما ولدت الدكتور كتب تقرير ورحنا تابعنا بره، فالدكتور عمل لنا اشاعات والكلام ده وفعرفنا.
مش مرض طبيعي يعني، مرض عشان السابع علمت في
الحضانه. هم عايزين يعرفوا. Each year in Egypt, 20,000 children are diagnosed with a congenital heart disease. Until recently, these families had to travel outside of the country for corrective surgery. Many could not afford this trip. Doctors in Egypt are beginning to attempt pediatric heart surgery, but the learning curve is gradual, and operations are often unsuccessful. Still, the line for corrective heart surgery in Alexandria is long. Most of these children will die waiting.
كنا متابعين مع الدكتور يعني، فحولنا على المستشفى وقال لنا في وفد جاي يوم 11
يوم 7
لا حته مني كل حاجه في حياتي.
Rokaya is one of these children. Her heart has a large hole that renders her breathless, lethargic, and blue.
I was eating at the Chinese restaurant, and I got this fortune cookie. I open it.
You would do well to work as a team in the coming week.
When the local families heard that there was a team coming, they just brought all their kids for evaluation.
Dr. Hashmi is screening hundreds of fatally ill children. But only 17 of these can be chosen.
I am so worried about her because she is my only child.
Dr. Bailey and Dr. Hashmi must decide who will have a chance and who won't.
We're doing CAF conference where the cardiologist will present the case and then we'll review the diagnostic information like echocardiograms and heart catheterizations.
Five and a half pounds.
Wow.
4 kilos.
Okay. Normally this would be like a baby who is about a month old would weigh this amount. And the baby's 5.5 months.
There's a large tube that comes out of the heart that supplies blood to the whole body. It's like a garden hose. It's blocked off totally. So to the lower body, the blood is not getting there properly. This is obviously a very serious condition.
We saw probably in excess of 100 patients, and at the end we were only able to offer treatment to about 17. It is the most difficult thing I think that we, and particularly I, have had to face.
There's just no way there's enough manpower and enough volunteers in the United States to be able to go to these countries to do all that needs to be done. We need to be helping them help themselves in their own country.
It's one thing for me to go over there and just operate and them to continue to watch and think that they're going to pull it off. It's quite something else to have them do half the operations and just be there and coach them a little bit is really what they need.
When we talk about humanitarian groups coming in and dropping food, and providing food. If they also taught them how to grow food and how to harvest food and how to preserve food, that would be more similar to what we're doing here with healthcare.
يعني يقول لها رقية يعني قبل العملية يعني كانت يعني كده متشاش كتير وكانش بتلعب كتير وكانت المشي قليل. السنة اللي فاتت يعني كان عيد ميلادها يعني وحصل ظروف وما عملناش عيد ميلاد يعني. وقت المناسبات والاعياد تبقى هي تعبانه عند الدكتور وكده يعني.
يوم عيد ميلادها برضه كنا عاملين عيد ميلاد ورحنا المستشفى وتكشف وكده.
Next on the list is Rokaya,
The rest of her life will depend on the following 15 minutes, but the odds aren't good.
It all depends on Mr. Bailey's opinion right now. So he's going to have a look at all of the babies and all of their investigations, and we'll decide who has priorities.
It looks so far away. Yeah, it looks so far away. It just looks like a typical. One of the purposes of the mission was to select a common condition, which was tetralogy fallot in this particular case.
One of the great success stories of open heart surgery is tetralogy of fallot.
It's one of those conditions that can often be fixed with just one surgery.
And it's one of the more common, not the most common, cyanotic heart defect that we see with surgery, with corrective surgery particularly. The survival pattern is almost like they didn't have heart disease at all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is Mom.
Mother.
Rokhaya is diagnosed with tetralogy of Fallot, and lucky enough for her, she is at the right place with the right kind of heart disease.
Okay. Okay for tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay for tomorrow.
So that's where it started.
For Egyptian parents, the morning of the operation is often the last day they see their child alive.
All these patients used to die in front of our eyes, and we couldn't help them, and we could do nothing to save these children.
Pretty thrilling thing to watch the transformation of the parents, particularly. They're scared, and you know, it really tests their faith to allow you, even though their baby may be blue and they can tell something has to be done, to hand their child over to you and let you turn your back and walk away with their baby. It's got to be a real moment of truth for them.
Last year in Alexandria, more than half of all children who underwent surgery died on the operating table.
It looks like she's just going to sleep now, and so she'll soon be ready for us to start working. This is her day. This is a day that's going to change her life forever.
You want to start the education?
Wait, hey, let's give it one more minute, and then, yeah, go right ahead.
Getting ready. Trying to mix and match. Because I only brought so much. But it will be good. We'll make do.
We have been trying many years to do surgeries from books. You just read the operation from a very good textbook, and then you go open the chest of the patient and open the heart and do it. This is not very good.
In tetralogy of Fallot, there are two important features that the surgeon has to be concerned about. One is there's obstruction to lung blood flow. And so that has to get relieved, and we do that by simply carving the obstructing area out of the heart. And then the other big issue is a hole between the two pumping chambers. It's a big hole, always, a huge hole, and that results in serious blueness.
Yeah.
they have to make sure they've cannulated all the lines up at the patient first so that it's one complete circulatory unit from the patient to the machine. Once that's established, then they'll initiate bypass.
The risk is going through the pump and, you know, the coagulation, the risk of death. Certainly infection is ever present.
Dr. Bailey just said that he wants to initiate bypass. So again, they're making sure there's no air in the lines and they should initiate shortly.
On a bypass. Good for 20. Thank you.
Just went on, so keeping an eye on everything.
We want to shoot for 20 degrees Celsius, but right now the rectal temp is 30. So we are cooler, but not as cold as we would like to be.
Once we hit 20, then we'll start, because we want to keep the heart quiet. We don't want it moving around so you can prepare. That's why you go cool.
Well, we have repaired the baby's heart inside, so we're allowing the baby's temperature to come back up to normal now. I think things are going all right so far.
As they've made sure that the sutures that were inside the body, that they're clean, holding, then they start putting wires in the chest. Then once they get the chest closed on the inside, they can start looking at closing the skin outside the chest.
Doing the surgery alone in the operating room does not guarantee the child leaving the hospital alive. So the surgery may go well, but if post-operative care is not done superbly, then complications can happen, even with the surgeon being the best.
I think when the patients come through the door, there's just so much. I mean, you're excited, you're nervous, just with children. Things can happen so quickly.
Back in the seats, they're able to rewarm the patient to normal temperature before they bring them to ICU. They don't have the ability to rewarm them here. So we expect them to be cool, but we would like them, obviously, to be a little bit warmer.
A low body temperature can be quite significant in a small baby. It can lower the heart rate. It can lower the blood pressure. The baby will not clot as well, so the bleeding can be severe. So this is a big deal, because if the clotting is abnormal just from low temperature, that might expose the child to the risk of going back to the operating room.
We'll maybe do a blood gas in like an hour or so, because we already know our hemoglobin is low, and we can't do anything about it right now, so we'll run the potassium to replace the potassium, and then we will do a blood gas afterwards. Yes, yeah, so we need to... Calcium, when is this done? When was this done? This just doesn't seem right that it would go down that low. She's doing okay. She could be doing a lot better if we could get some blood products for her, but that has to be brought in by the family, and we don't have any packed cells for her. So her hemoglobin's low. If we could get her hemoglobin back up, she would be doing a lot better.
Good. Good.
بالسلامة.
It's like a bubble. I'm not sure.
لا هي تسمعك. اه.
Thanks, doctor.
Oh. سمعيني. It's okay.
ممكن تبصيها لو عايزة.
I told her to wait a second that she can do it.
I have to translate.
Dr. Bailey would be
I'm going to be a little bit.
Many of the parents just had that one concern: is my child going to be blue anymore? And so for them to see their child come back from the operating room pink and stay pink, that was a great blessing.
Sometimes it can, we give a lot of saline, yes, just give saline all in 20, yeah, and then she had lots of urine. I don't know how much she had overnight, but sometimes she had 11 cc.
ماما جاية ايه ايه ماما
انتي مامتها
لا
اه
كلمي يا ماما دي كلمي يا ولا يا
ماما سلامتك يا روعه سلامتك يا حبيبي
يعني ممكن تبصي
شيلي
هنا
تمشيها هتشيلي هدومها عشان هخليكي تمشيها بره ده اه لان هي كويسه الحمد لله هي شوفي صغيره ولا حاجه معاكي اشوف لها
سندر هي
عارفه عشان احمد بس بتعيط طيب طب خلي بابا يجيب لي طب اجيب لها تاكل بزازه هي بتحب تاكل بزازه اه طب هات اجيب ده انا لسه شاريها لها عايزه تتغلى بس اسالها لي خليها تاكل طب ما فيش مش لاقي انا حاجه يمنو معقمه انا بديها لبن انا بديها لبن لا والله
انا بديها لبن
بجد
طب خلاص
بلاش طب بس انا حاجه اجيب لك بزازه ولا بتاخد من كده
بتاخد
يعني ما شاء الله كويس طب هروح اجيب لها حاجات
بس انت قلتي بابا يجيب لها
لا انا مش
خليك معايا بقى عشان ما تعيطش
لا حبيبي مرقوش لا حبيبي
مرقوش مين اللي مرقوش اللي هيخش شربي
اي انبوي اي انبوي ما
تطلعيش تاني هي ما طلعتش شافتك
ما
طلعتش تعيش تاني
انبوي ماما انبوي حبيبي
شربي يا ماما شربي
هتلاقي وهتلاقي الكوتش بتاعها من هناك من باب
اروح اجيب الكوتش
ولا اجيب الشنطه هات الكوتش عشان
البيت اجيب الشنطه كلها
هات الشنطه
خدي خد
عشان فيها هدوم الحمد لله مش بزرقه تاني يعني
لا يا حاجه زرقاء الحمد لله مسكيها
يا
مامكن
سيت
ان هولتر اتس
اوكي
مسكيها
اشيلها
جست ميمبر تاول هوم يا سكوب
يا حبيبي الحمد لله يا سلام بسم الله حبيبي بصي بصي بتعمل ازاي انا خايفه تاذي نفسها بتترعش بتترعش
As we all know the eye cannot do what the brain does not know so we should always first know how to do a thing then we try to do it in a proper way the Lumelinda team has helped us with is to see first and help and they helped us to do it on our own so that we can proceed and do these operations
Look in their little eyes and you think, you know, what will you do? What will your life be like one day? Because it somehow... providentially things came together for you to get another chance.
أنا أحلم إني تبقى دكتورة عشان تعالج الأطفال عشان هي أكتر واحدة حست بألم وهي طفلة. أنا بحلم إني تبقى دكتورة يعني. بتحب ال الأنيمز؟
هات الحصان ده محمد. كده هات الحيوانات. تحب الحاجات دي قوي قوي؟
لا مش هي
الحاجات الأليفة. لا تحب يعني الحيوانات، تحب يعني الحيوانات قوي وتتفرج يعني قناة الحيوانات وتحب تتفرج على الحاجات دي يعني مجنية الحيوانات والحاجات دي.
الفراخ. الرز مكونة بشوربة عليه فراخ.
أي يوم بعد ما طلعت من العملية ده يعتبر أنا عيد ميلادي التاني بتاعها.
قولوا هي كانت في كابوس وصحت من رؤية.
Thank you.